凭什么一样的细胞命运天差地别？
What's the reason for such different fates of the same cells?
你的细胞个个都是博弈高手。
Your cells are all master strategists.
对称破缺，一场决定你身体构造的狼人杀。这一期视频可能有点烧脑。
A breakthrough in symmetry can determine the structure of your body in a werewolf game. This episode of the video may be a bit confusing.
请你紧跟着我的思路，一模一样的起点。
Please follow my thought exactly, starting from the same point.
为什么长出了五花八门的命运？
Why do I have so many different fates?
这个问题说的不只是你的人生。
This question is not just about your life.
更是你身体里那一百万亿个细胞。
These are also the 100 billion cells in your body.
它们全都来自同一颗受精卵，携带完全相同的 DNA。
They all came from the same fertilized egg carrying the exact same DNA.
但结果呢？有的变成了方方正正的肝细胞。
But the results were that some became square and regular liver cells.
有的长出了小肠绒毛那样奇形怪状的触手。
Some have grown strange tentacle-like appendages resembling the villi of the small intestine.
有的只活几十天就退役。
Some only live for a few weeks before retiring.
有的却能陪你一辈子。是谁在给他们分配命运？
Who is assigning their fates?
答案藏在一个物理学术语里。
The answer is hidden in a physics term.
对称破缺。
Breakthrough.
说人话就是，一开始是一样的。
In simple terms, it all starts the same.
后来某种力量把对称打破了。
Later, some force broke the symmetry.
打个比方。
Here's an example.
一颗刚受精的细胞。
A newly fertilized cell.
你可以把它想象成一个完美对称的皮球。
You can imagine it as a perfectly symmetrical ball.
但当他一分为二，变成两个细胞之后
，But when he was divided into two cells,
这两个后代的命运就不一样了。
Their fates will be different.
一个将来做神经
，A future neurosurgeon.
一个将来做皮肤。完美的对称被打破了。
The perfect symmetry of the future skin is broken.
谁打破的？生物学家的答案是八个字。
Who broke the biologist's answer with 8 words?
内因和外因共同作用。
Internal and external factors working together.
听起来像正确的废话。
Sounds like the correct nonsense.
别急。
Don't rush.
我拆开给你看。
Here, I've opened it for you to see.
保证让你拍大腿。
Guaranteed to make you clap your hands.
先说外因。
First, let's talk about the external factors.
外因的逻辑简单到
The logic of external factors is simple.
可以用一句话概括，住在富人区和贫民窟的孩子。
Summarize the differences between children living in wealthy neighborhoods and those living in poor neighborhoods in one sentence.
长大以后，命运大概率不一样。
The fates of people will likely be different when they grow up.
细胞也一样。
Cells too.
它周围环境的化学信号不同。
Its surrounding environment has different chemical signals.
它的命运就不同。
Its fate will be different.
举一个真实的例子。
Give a real life example.
你体内有一种叫红细胞阻细胞的家伙。
Inside your body, there is a type of cell called red blood cell group cell.
它的工作就是不停地分裂制造红细胞。
His job is to constantly divide and create red blood cells.
但问题是
，But the problem is,
它一分为二之后
，After he split into two.
两个后代里只有一个能变成真正的红细胞去干活。
Only one of the two offspring can become a real red blood cell to work.
另一个还得继续当组细胞。
Another one continues to be a cell group.
留着生下一批。
To have a batch of children.
那谁去干活？
Who's going to work?
谁留下？看周围环境里一种信号。
Who leaves a signal in the surrounding environment?
蛋白的浓度。浓度低
low protein concentration
就去当红细胞
go be a red blood cell
老实干活浓度高
hard work pays off
就留下来继续繁殖
stay and continue to reproduce
你看外部信号就像一张纸条塞进细胞
you see external signals as a piece of paper being inserted into the cell
手里
In hand,
上面写着你的去向
Write your destination
这就是外因环境的化学浓度
This is the chemical concentration of the external environment
决定了你的职业选择
Determined your career choice
但问题来了
But the problem is
如果外部环境差不多怎么办
What if the external environment is similar?
所有细胞都住在同一个社区。
All cells live in the same community.
凭什么有的走了这条路
？Why did some people choose this path?
有的走了那条路
？Some took that road.
这时候内因就登场了。
At this time, the internal factors came into play.
内因的逻辑更精彩。
The logic of the internal factors is more interesting.
它是一场细胞之间的博弈。
It is a game between cells.
我把它翻译成一个你能秒懂的场景。
I've translated it into a scenario that's easy to understand.
狼人杀。假设你和我就是胚胎外胚层里的两个细胞。
In werewolf, assume that you and I are two cells from the ectoderm of the embryo.
一开始，我们一模一样。
At the beginning, we were exactly the same.
都在悄悄生产。
They are quietly producing.
一种叫 delta 的蛋白质。
A protein called delta.
我们俩之间维持着一种小心翼翼的对等。
We maintain a delicate,and reciprocal relationship.
但这时候 ,Dieter 的第一个特性开始发挥了。
But at this time, Dieter's first characteristic began to take effect.
他能抑制别人。
He can suppress others.
意思就是谁生产的 Delta 多就能压制周围的细胞少生产。
What it means is that the more Delta is produced, the fewer cells are produced around it.
好。
Okay.
假如就在下一秒钟
Suppose it's just a second later.
我生产的 Delta 比你多了
I produce more Delta than you.
微不足道的一丁点儿
A trifle.
可能是随机波动
It could be random fluctuation.
也可能是我昨晚代谢好一点不重要
It might also be that I metabolized well last night, which is not important.
重要的是这微不足道的差距会触发一个正反馈循环。
It is important that this small difference triggers a positive feedback loop.
因为我生产的多了一丁点儿。
Because I produced a little more.
你的 delta 被我压制住。
Your delta has been suppressed by me.
减少了。
Reduced.
你减少了对我的意志就更弱了。
You have become weaker in your intentions towards me.
于是我生产的更多。
So I produced more.
然后你更少。
Then you're less.
我更多。就这么一圈。
I only have this one circle.
一圈循环下去。
Go around and around.
原本显微镜都看不出的那点差距被放大。
The difference that was previously invisible under a microscope has been magnified.
到了天壤之别。
A world apart.
最终，我成了 Delta 大佬。
Finally, I became a Delta boss.
你被彻底压制到零。
You have been completely suppressed to zero.
这时候 ,Delta 的第二个特性出场了。
At this point, Delta's second feature came into play.
周围的 Delta 浓度高。
The surrounding Delta concentration is high.
你就得变成上皮细胞。
You have to become epithelial cells.
周围没什么 Delta。
There are no towers nearby.
我就变成神经细胞。
I become a neuron.
一场无声的博弈。
A silent game.
两个细胞的命运就此分叉。
The fates of the two cells were now separated.
这一段有点烧脑。
This passage is a bit confusing.
但你看懂了。
But you understand.
对吧
?Right.
你仔细品品这个过程。没有任何人在指挥。
Carefully taste this process. There is no one to command.
没有任何外部指令。
No external instructions.
仅仅是两个细胞之间。
Just two cells.
一次。
Once.
基于规则的正反馈博弈。
Rule-based positive feedback games.
就自己完成了对称破缺，自己决定了各自的前途。
Decided to break the symmetry and pursue their own paths.
这不就是生命最神奇的底层算法吗？
Isn't this the most amazing algorithm of life?
自组织，自决策，不需要中央命令。
Self-organization and self-decision-making do not require central commands.
所以你看，细胞的命运从来不是被一个上帝式的声音分配的。
So, you see, the fate of cells is never determined by a divine-like voice.
它是内外夹击的结果。
It is the result of being besieged from both inside and outside.
外部信号像环境塑造人一样。
External signals are like the environment shaping people.
塑造细胞，内部博弈。
Shape internal cell dynamics.
像社会竞争一样。
Like social competition.
让细胞彼此分流。
Allow cells to differentiate into different types.
而所有这些机制叠加在一起。
And all these mechanisms are superimposed on each other.
从一颗受精卵开始。
Starting from a zygote.
经过无数次对称破缺。
After countless symmetrical breaks.
最终打造出了一个拥有100万亿个细胞。
Finally, a cell with 1 billion cells was created.
几百种细胞类型能跑。
Hundreds of cell types can run.
能想能爱的你。这个过程的巅峰杰作。
The pinnacle of the process of being able to think and love you.
就是你脖子上的那个大脑。
That's the brain on your neck.
下一讲，我们来拆解这台由分工打造出来的终极机器。
In the next lesson, we will disassemble this ultimate machine, which is built by division of labor.